Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Good evening, y'all, and welcome to another ghoulishly good episode of Monsters Among Us Junior. I'm Delaney Bowers, just one of your guides on tonight's adventure through this tangle of blood-curdling calls and sinister stories. My co-host, Derek Hayes, is currently out back French braiding Bigfoot's furry coat, but he'll be back in just a few minutes, don't you fret. But until then, let's go ahead and kick off our journey tonight with a peculiar pair of polka-dotted pajamas. Andrew from California, you're up, buddy.
Hello, my name is Andrew. I'm from Palmdale, California, but this happened in Van Nuys, California, at my grandma's house. I slept over and was sleeping with my uncle, and I woke up and I looked over, and next to my uncle was a lady looking down at the ground. She was wearing polka dot pajamas. I could not see her face, which was covered by her hair. There was a mirror behind her, and there was a reflection, so I knew it wasn't a vampire. I tried to wake my uncle up, and he just told me to go back to sleep. After like a minute, she disappeared, and that's my story.
You know, we often hear stories about paranormal entities and the clothes that they wear. There's the classic woman in a white dress, or the apparition of a man who looks like a lumberjack in his plaid shirt. There's the hat man and his fedora, or the men in black wearing their ill-fitting suits and sunglasses. Heck, even the mirrored men color coordinate their outfits. But Andrew, I think this might be the first time I've ever heard of a ghost wearing polka dots. Who knew a whimsical pattern could be so petrifying? A big ol' thanks to you, Andrew, for calling in this encounter.
This is madness.
Coming from charts, so those of you that...
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Was that show you something? So he reached in the...
All right, listeners, Derek just put the last scrunchie on Bigfoot's lustrous mane, so I'll hand the mic over to him. Derek?
Thank you, Delaney, and welcome to the show, everyone else. I trust you're all enjoying the program thus far. And how about that ghost in the polka dot pajamas? Hair raising. Well, the frights don't have to stop there, because I too have some pretty spooky content in store. To begin with, let's all welcome Adele from Arizona to tonight's program.
My name is Adele from Arizona, and when I was about 7 years old, I saw UFOs. That was in 2014-2015. It was dark, it was in October, it was fall, and I was playing with a friend, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. And over this mountain, there were 5 lights. They were big and white, and they had big lights bouncing and stuff. And they were making circles and weird shapes, and they would go up and down. And then all of a sudden, they got in a line. Then they disappeared one by one, boom, boom, boom. And they came back, and then they disappeared again. And then every October, I have been seeing UFO sightings.
Thank you, Adele. You know, that sounds like a video I talked about on Season 17, Episode 17, over on the main show. A sighting out of the Tucson area of Arizona that seemed to depict exactly what Adele just described. Now, I've posted a link up in the show notes if you'd like to take a look. But I'm thinking the lights in the video are actually drones doing some sort of synchronized movement. So maybe that's also what Adele saw as well. Again, I've linked the video in the show notes if you want to take a look. So Adele, let me know what you think. And while we're on the subject of UFOs I might be able to solve, please welcome Matt from South Dakota to the program.
Hey Derek, this is Matt. I'm from South Dakota, and I have a story about something in the sky. So me and my friend were waiting at the bus stop, and we were just talking. Looked up in the sky, and it's not a plane because it wasn't blinking, but there was this thing moving, and it was just moving in a straight line. No blinking, nothing at all. There was no sound. All it was just moving straight forward, no blinking, and that's all really what we saw, and that's my call.
Thank you, Matt, for calling in. Now, like I said, I think I can explain this one as well. It sounds like Matt is describing the Starlink satellite system. A series of small satellites that are connected via a cable and glide across the sky as one unit, making for an alarming visual. Now, I've posted a few examples up in the show notes. Click on over and take a look. And you better get used to seeing these things, because they launch more and more of them every day. Thank you again, Adele and Matt, for sharing your strange sightings. Now back to Delaney Bowers for this next entry.
All right, y'all. Have you ever had such a cool best friend that you wish you could have one more exactly like them? Nathan from Idaho's story might make y'all think a little bit differently.
Hey, this is Nathan from Moscow, Idaho, calling in for an odd story that I haven't seen much on the show. I'm not really sure if it falls into the category of paranormal or an oddity. I guess it's kind of weird. I didn't really think anything of it until I started listening to your show. But I have a friend, and I've seen someone who looks exactly like him. I'm 13, so I'm still in school. My parents were driving me home for school about 3:30, and I saw him just walking his dog. I guess this was probably June, and he was out of school, I wasn't. And I text my friend on Discord and say, hey, man, I saw you walking home from school. And he's like, I'm out of school. I wasn't walking, because I had asked him if he was just walking home from school. He looked exactly the same. I'm sorry if I'm stumbling on my words, but they looked exactly the same, but I only saw the back of his head. But the second time I saw him, I've seen him a total of 3 times, but the second time I saw him, we meet every Wednesday, so I'm still in frequent contact with this guy. It was late Wednesday, probably like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and me and my friend, Cole, it was at his house. I was the only one left. The guy who looks like the other guy, we'll call him Bob. So Bob had just left like 10 minutes prior, and I was waiting for my parents to get here. I was talking to Cole. I told him about this weird doppelganger thing. And then he just walks across with his dog. We both stop talking, stare at it. He looks at me, and he says, is that the guy you were talking about? And I said, yes. So we both shared a laugh. I've talked to this guy, Bob. He said that he may have seen him around. Nothing really weird usually happens over here in Moscow, Idaho, so this would be news. And then the third time I saw him, the only time I got to see his face, I was riding to work on my bike, probably early morning, like 9, 10 o'clock, and he was walking his dog again, and I saw his face. He looked exactly the same, except he had a tiny bit more facial hair. I'm not, like, 100% sure that it's not just him playing a prank on me, because, one, he's not that sort of guy. Two, he doesn't really leave his house. And three, I just asked him if he had a dog, and I don't think he does. I've never been to his house, but I don't think he does, so that's weird. The first sighting and the second sighting were 2 days apart-ish. Third sighting was like 2 weeks apart. It was a long time. Kind of just disappointed I haven't seen him again since, but that's probably because I haven't been riding my bike to work. That's my story. I hope you can use it. Could be a totally non-paranormal solution. I just think it's a bit odd, and you could use it for your show. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Excuse me, did you catch that, listeners? Nathan saw his friend's doppelganger not once, not twice, but 3 times. And he also had a second witness? It sounds like something strange is afoot in Moscow, Idaho. Doppelgangers, which in German means double walkers, have been found in folklore traditions for centuries. And while some believe that seeing a doppelganger is an evil omen that ensures impending doom, others believe that they're nothing to be afraid of. In fact, spying a doppelganger can almost be sort of cute.
It's video of a red-headed kid meeting up with his spitting image.
Who is that?
Me!
He's certain it's him in the Walmart ad, and they sure do look alike.
You have to let go, Bubba. That's not you.
It's him!
It's not him.
He's so sure it's him, he doesn't even believe his own mother.
Carter.
I know your name's Carter, but that's not you.
Everyone's talking about these little doppelgangers, who not only look like twins, they share the same name, Carter.
They tracked down the model from that shoot, and it turns out the kid is also named Carter.
Mom is blown away by the coincidence.
That clip courtesy of Inside Edition. Okay, so Nathan, while I can't necessarily advocate befriending your friend's doppelganger, I don't see the harm in giving him a head nod or some finger guns the next time you do see him. Which is hopefully never. We appreciate you taking the time to call in. And would you look at that? Here comes Derek with our final call of the evening.
Now to close us out this evening, please welcome Annabelle from Canada.
Hi, Derek. This is Annabelle from Canada. So yesterday, July 23rd, 2024, I forget what time it was, but I came home from being at my school playground and something fell, like, off my table, like a water bottle or something. I have a cat and a dog. My other dog recently passed away and we got a new dog, but my cat was upstairs eating and my dog can't get up on the table. And a water bottle fell which is odd because nothing was on the table. I haven't named this poltergeist. I think it was with you or someone else. I think someone named their poltergeist Polly Poltergeist. I've seen my poltergeist. He's a tall figure, and he often wears a plaid jacket and jeans. Yep, that's it. Love what you're doing. Stay spooky. Bye.
Thank you, Annabelle. I absolutely love the name. I had a black cat for 10 years named Annabelle, and she recently passed as well. So I'm sorry to hear about your loss. But let's talk poltergeist instead. Another German word. This one meaning noisy ghost or noisy spirit. Because of all the sounds a poltergeist is said to make. Banging on the wall, tapping on the ceiling, moans and chains, and knocking and rapping throughout the house. Stuff like that. Now, I don't want to get all technical on you, Annabelle, but I believe the activity you described is better labeled as a haunting rather than a poltergeist. And here to tell us the difference between a ghost and a poltergeist is YouTube's Paranormal Cativity.
A ghost is an apparition of a dead person that is believed to appear or become manifest to the living, typically as a nebulous image. It's also defined as the soul of a dead person, a disembodied spirit imagined usually as a vague, shadowy, or evanescent form, as wandering among or haunting living persons. Definition of poltergeist. A ghost or other supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects being thrown around or destroyed. Also defined as a ghost or spirit supposed to manifest its presence by noises, knockings, etc.
And to elaborate a bit on that, at least this is my opinion, a poltergeist is more like the ghost of the living, an energy produced by a person, but not necessarily controlled by them. An example would be my ghost escapes my body and breaks a few things in the house, even though I didn't tell it to. And I was never dead. Whereas a ghost is a spirit of someone that once lived but has now passed on. The fact that Annabelle saw the figure in the plaid shirt makes me think her haunting is more ghostly than it is poltergeistly. But regardless of what it was, the story was great, and we thank you again, Annabelle, for sharing it here with us tonight. And folks, that's going to do it for this evening. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes, and Delaney Bowers. Copyright Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes, and all media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and produced by our friend, Ali Mamarian. Now, thank you all for dropping in. And don't forget to call us with your story, 833-MAU-KIDS. And don't forget to visit back here next Wednesday for a brand new installment. Until then, mind the shadows, keep it spooky, and have a good night.